Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, with Superman unaware of Freddy's whereabouts, in the library of a suburban mansion, the boot orders the elimination of the tiny man, the only person who stands between him and mastery of the world.
The plane is ready, March?
All ready, sir.
Good. Now listen closely. You will dispose of the midget at once, because now that I know his secret, he must die.
I'll take care of him, sir. Where are you going?
You will know that in a few days when I summon you. By that time...
Yes, sir.
By that time, March, I will be what no man in history has yet succeeded in being. The absolute monarch of the world.
Today, gang, Superman has interrupted his search for the midget Freddy to talk with you briefly about something he considers very important. And here he is. Come in, Superman.
Well, fellas and girls, what I have to say will only take a few seconds, but I hope it sticks with you for a long time. It's about cleanliness, being clean in mind as well as in body. Now, believe me when I tell you that a clean mind in a clean body is important to success and happiness in life. For instance, in school, in your social life, and later when you grow up, in your business contacts, the quality of the clothes you wear is never as important as the condition of them. In other words, it's never as important to be expensively dressed as it is to be neat and clean. Being neat and clean always leaves a good impression. And a good impression is important to success. Well, the same thing is true of a clean mind. So begin now to develop the habit of being clean in mind and body. Think clean and keep clean. Lack of cleanliness is usually a sign of carelessness. And carelessness indicates laziness. Remember always that carelessness and laziness lead to failure. Start now to prepare for success by thinking clean and being clean. And now, the adventures of Superman.
After trailing him all over the world, an international conspirator known as the Boot captured a tiny midget named Freddy in the apartment of Superman, who was away at the time. Then, with the aid of a cunning hypnotist, the Boot persuaded Freddy to reveal the secret of a great discovery made by his late employer, a famous nuclear physicist, whose amazing discovery made it possible for its owner to dominate the Earth. When Freddy's disappearance was discovered, the police spread a dragnet around Metropolis, while Superman searched every inch of the great city, but without success. Then, as the police watched roads, rail terminals, and airports, the Man of Steel began a relentless search of the suburbs and villages surrounding Metropolis. Meanwhile, in the library of a suburban mansion set in a park-like estate, Freddy is hiding in a chimney as March, the Boot's personal valet, starts a roaring blaze in the fireplace. And as the smoke and flames shoot up the flue, another man enters the room.
What's the idea of the fire, March?
That will drive the little devil out.
What little devil? What are you talking about?
The midget, of course. You see, he tried to get away by climbing up the flue of the fireplace into the chimney.
He did, eh?
Yes, but the smoke of the fire will fix him. He'll either be knocked out and fall down into the fire, or he'll climb out on the roof.
Well, if he manages...
Come on, Gebhardt.
Where?
Up to the roof. If he gets out, we'd better be waiting for him. The Boot said we must get rid of him. Come on.
I don't see the midget up here.
Look, there he is, just coming out of the chimney, see?
Yeah, I see him. What are you going to do, March?
I'm going to shoot him, of course. He makes a fine target from here. Now.
Wait. Save your bullets. See, he's fallen to the roof. He doesn't move. Smoke in the chimney must have finished him.
Well, we'll find out. Come on.
He's the smallest man I've ever seen.
Yes, but he had big information. The boot said he'll be able to control the whole world now that he knows the midget's secret.
Really?
Yes. Well, now let's have a look at this fellow. You were wrong, Gebhardt.
He's alive?
Yes, but he won't be in a second. On the count of three, I fire. One, two, three.
What? Loose!
Give me that gun.
No, wait.
Thank you.
Who are you?
Freddy's alive, but he's in bad shape. Up for them.
I'm getting out of here.
So am I.
Oh, no, you don't. Come back here, you two.
Let me go.
Hey, now I can do it.
Stand still, you murderer. Stand still, I said, or I'll crack your worthless skulls together. Got to get Freddy to a hospital, so talk fast. Where is the boot?
I don't know. Honestly,
He left in a plane.
Left in a plane, eh? All right, up with you two.
No, don't. Please.
We let Freddy off at Metropolis Hospital first, then on to police headquarters with you two. Up and away! Hospital said he's sure Freddy will be all right, Inspector Hennepin.
Oh, good, good. Fine, Superman.
It'll be several hours before we can talk to him.
Several hours?
At least. Poor little fella's lungs were full of smoke, you know, and he's suffering from shock besides.
I see. And you say the boot got away?
Yes, in a private plane. Mm. I haven't had a chance to question the men he left behind yet.
Where are they?
I dropped them at the city jail for safekeeping while I rushed back to the hospital to find out about Freddy. Let's hop over to the jail and see them.
Right. Come on, Superman.
March, unless you want me to take you for another sky ride.
No, Superman, please.
Then talk. Where is the boot?
I don't know, Inspector.
You know Gebhardt?
No, Inspector. Believe me, I know nothing.
March, talk or by George...
I don't know, I tell you. The boot just said he was going a long way and that he'd summon me in a few days.
Summon you where?
I don't know, sir. He only said...
Yes?
He said what?
He said that... When I heard from him, he'd be the master of the whole world.
Oh, what kind of baloney is that? Now, listen, March.
Wait, Inspector. If the boot said that, it means he must have learned Sir Hubert Clay's secret from Freddy.
But how could he? Sir Hubert hypnotized Freddy before he told him, didn't he?
Yes.
All right. And Freddy could only reveal the secret when he was hypnotized again. Even if the boot knew that, he couldn't hypnotize the midget. Nobody can be hypnotized unless they want to be.
The boot must have found a way, though. Isn't that right, you two? Isn't it?
I don't know.
Well, I guess you both want another sky ride after all.
No, please.
All right, then, talk. The boot hypnotized Freddy, didn't he?
No. Minter did.
Minter?
Who's Minter?
A hypnotist hired by the boot. They gave the midget some kind of a drug, and they told him some kind of a story. I don't know what, but it worked.
I knew it.
Where is this hypnotist?
He's dead.
Dead?
Yes. The boot finished him.
Holy smokes.
Tell me, March. Do you know the secret the boot forced out of the midget?
Oh, no, sir.
Do you, Gebhardt?
No, I swear I don't.
But you heard Freddy tell it to the boot, didn't you?
No, sir. The boot wouldn't let us near the room.
That's right.
Didn't he tell you about it afterwards?
He said nothing to me about it. Nothing.
All he told me was that he had what he wanted at last.
Now, look, if you two are lying...
No,
I'm
swear.
I'm telling you the truth, sir.
So am I.
Now, look. Superman caught you two trying to shoot Freddy. You're also guilty of abduction. And if you don't get the chair, you'll get life. But if you cooperate with us, I might be able to help you a little.
Even if you offered to let me go free, I couldn't tell you any more than I have already, Inspector.
Nor could I, sir. Help me. I told you everything. And that's the truth.
Well, where do we go from here, Superman?
There's just one chance left, Inspector.
Yeah? What's that?
That Freddy can reveal the secret to us. in time for me to stop the boot. Come on, let's go over to the hospital. Maybe he can talk to us now.
Will the tiny Freddy be able to reveal Sir Hubert's secret to Superman in time? We'll be back in a moment with the tense climax of today's episode, so keep listening.
Gang, the big day is coming closer and closer. Yes, the day when we begin announcing the names of the 1,000 lucky winners is not far off. Matter of fact, we could say it is nearly at hand. Might even go a little further than that and say it's so close we can almost feel it. Well, I think we could... No, better not go any further than we've already gone without giving you a definite date. And that wouldn't do because, well, something unforeseen might happen to delay it another day or two, and then everyone would be disappointed, and no one would believe anything we ever had to say here again. So just to play safe and be fair, we're going to stop with telling you that you're likely to hear your name announced as a winner any day now. So keep listening. Don't miss a single program from now on if you can help it. And in the meantime, remember the importance of fighting infantile paralysis and do your part to wipe out that dread disease by making contributions to the March of Dimes. Remind Mother and Dad to do the same. Keep in mind that the fight against infantile paralysis is your fight. So do your part.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
As we continue our story, Superman, Inspector Henderson, and Robert Archer, the former assistant to the late Sir Hubert Clay, have arrived at the Metropolis Hospital and are waiting in an anteroom for the physician in charge of the midget Freddy.
Oh, what's keeping that doctor?
Nurse said he'd be here in a moment, Inspector.
Well, I wish he'd hurry. The boot has a long start on us.
I know. Look, Mr. Archer.
Yes?
You're sure you can hypnotize Freddy?
Oh, yes, I am, Superman. That is, if he's willing to have me do so.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be willing. He was very devoted to Sir Hubert Clay, you know. And Sir Hubert commissioned him to contact you just before he died.
Wait. Here comes the doctor now.
Oh.
How is the little fellow, Doctor?
Not so well, Inspector. He's taken a turn for the worse.
Oh, huh?
That's terrible. Frankly, I don't know whether we can pull him through or not.
But you must!
Yes, only he can tell us what he revealed to the boot. And unless he does, Doctor, and quickly, our country, every country, may be at the mercy of as evil a man as ever lived.
I understand, and we're doing everything possible to save the little fellow, Superman. But I can't promise a thing. Only the Lord knows whether Freddy will live or die.
Sobered, helpless, Superman, Inspector Henderson, and Robert Archer hear the doctor state that the tiny Freddy's fate is in the hands of his maker. What will happen as Freddy fights for his life and the boot speeds to a destination only he knows, on a mission that will enslave the world or destroy it? Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls, when we see the boot and learn what he is up to, and when we discover Freddy's fate. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 11 of Dead Man's Secret on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom X and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.